Yeah, of course. Like we're saying, the problem with that is with the Mac silicone, which I was thinking about buying the last, the best Mac I could find that still was Intel. I think we're going back now a few years for that. And I was talking to Dave, and he said, don't. And I'm glad I didn't. But, there is that issue. By the way, I'm right behind the new Central Intake and Assessment Center. Wonder if this is affecting my signal getting in the Warren. I just came up from behind it just now. So, but anyhow, I'm glad I got the latest, greatest, M3 or whatever the heck it is my chip is. Just got to figure out if I can get around that darn USB issue and see if I can get all that stuff running. If I could, that would be just like heaven. But yeah, running the VMs on a outboard drive is really good. That way I can dedicate plenty of space to them, and and they don't gobble up. Same as you. I think I got a terabyte. I wish I had two. I don't know. Whatever I've got, I wish I had more. but I got what I got. And that's why I'm keeping the virtual machines off on the drive, the external SSD. I got a really good external SSD enclosure and drive. It's blazingly fast. That's why I went with the enclosure and an SSD as opposed to a ready-to-go drive, because it's hard to find one that performs at the level that the setup I got. I'll send you the links to what I got. Anyhow, I just pulled up here. I'm going to switch over to the handheld, so I'm going to still be here, but there might be a... I might miss a round. W8FU.